Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, joining us now, as he does every Wednesday, a little bit early today because he's got to get down to the ball yard to cover
the
red hot Detroit Tigers, is our friend Wojo, Wednesdays with Woj. Hello, Wojo.
Who knew we'd have a pennant race on May 15th?
That's exactly right. You know what I think today's game is, Woj?
It's a big game.
Yeah, it's a big game. All right, we'd like to get you on to react to the big news of the week, so let's get right to it. Two big stories we need to cover. Number one, Stoney had an imaginary friend as a child named Eber. And number two, Stoney's ex-girlfriend had a name for his penis, and it was Harvey. Go ahead, respond.
Yeah, I guess I'm not surprised. Of course, it made the international news when it appeared on the Valeni show.
That's right.
Oh, it did?
As Jamie also appeared on the Valeni show yesterday.
I did, yeah, that's right.
And the big-headed kid took his former chubby little partner, Wojo, threw him to the ground, and then ran over him with a bus.
Well, I think Stoney can appreciate this.
Wow!
The topic was, why does nobody like Bogey? And the working theory became, because he worked with Wojo, and I called in as a expat, and Stoney right. can speak to this as well, that you do have a debilitating effect on people. Right, Stoney? I mean, I know you guys had a lot of great years together, but Wojo ruined your life in a lot of ways.
Pretty much.
He mocked you on a daily basis.
I gained a lot of weight
you
working with him.
You gained a lot
him.
Of weight, yeah.
I chew through partners like I chew through a cheeseburger.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. I mean, who's next, right? Who's going to come after Bogey? Who are you going to chew through next?
The Bogey kid is going to do just fine. He already is. My good. He's already my favorite partner of all time. Oh, man. Sorry about that.
He is the skinniest one you've ever had, I think.
The big-headed kid is pretty skinny.
What are you talking about?
Yeah
but Bogey's thin, too. He's thinner than you.
We'll have a thin-off and see who wins.
Yeah.
His head's bigger than mine, figuratively, not literally. Woj, what do you make of this Tiger team? I think I summed them up thusly, okay?
Yeah.
Right? Doesn't that pretty much sum it up?
They're at that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I agree.
I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah. No, well, at least let's say this, okay? Because while they were being not that bad and people were like, they're not as bad as we thought,
mm-hmm.
the caveat was always what?
The Indians.
Just beaten crappy team.
Yes, exactly.
Doesn't even count. Doesn't even matter. Well, two of the better teams in the American League, Seattle and Cleveland, have been in town, and the Tigers could go 5-1 against them with a victory today, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think six games or five games is enough to change that perception, but don't you think these last two series is where with their kind of makeshift lineup, they've beaten some pretty good pitchers and some pretty good teams. And if they somehow pull it off today with a man named Carpenter on the mound for the Tigers.
Ryan Carpenter.
Yeah, him. Going up against, I believe, Trevor Bauer. If they somehow pull that off and are actually tied for first, kidding aside, we're not going to declare it a pennant race, but we're officially going to declare it more than a fluke. We're going to declare them, maybe this is what they are, not a pennant contender, but a team that can hang around 500 all year, which would be a staggering improvement in expectations, would it not?
And could we declare Ron Gardenhire the early favorite for manager of the year?
He's done a fabulous job. He really has. And I think sometimes managers get too much credit and too much blame, going back to Leland and everything else. But he has turned out to be the right manager for the right spot, because I've heard people say, And you two dopes, I mean, you two guys have probably said it on the air, too.
Stoney.
And this is the narrative. Well, if the Tigers had just brought on Gardenhire 2 years ago and gotten rid of Ausmus, they would have won, you know,
nope.
World Series.
Never heard it from me.
I think that was a completely different setting and time, and he might have had the exact same difficulties with some of the higher-priced egos and everything else on those teams that Ausmus has. I think he would have handled it better, and I think he would have been probably a better fit. But there's every possibility he might have been chewed up by the expectations as well. No expectations means fun and free and loose, and you got all these guys who are just Nico Goodrum getting his first opportunity and playing with reckless abandon and all that. That wouldn't have been the case 2 years ago. That said, I give Gardenhire tons of credit for just setting a. The guy is actually very hilarious. Do you guys ever talk to him on the radio?
No, never met him. Yeah.
Well, you should get him on because he's very, very humorous.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if we go down to Comerica Park more often, maybe we'll get better interviews.
You should head on down there.
Yeah.
Heather Sparks, she's down there all the time.
She'll be down there today because it's a big game. But once you clarified and tagged this as a big game, she answered the bat signal from the top of the scoreboard, and she will be down there today.
It is time to be down there. I bet, well, I don't know, what is it, a Wednesday afternoon, beautiful day? Maybe they'll have a pretty big crowd down there today.
No, my school's still in session.
Yeah.
There might be a couple trips that head down there. But I got, you know, last night's crowd wasn't a big crowd, but, man, they stuck with it. And it
loud.
Was a loud crowd. And when they got that last out, it was a pretty raucous scene. It's at least in the lower deck. I'm sure a lot of the fans had made their way down to the lower deck. But
can I make an admission? I was down there. You know me. I like to go by and see what's going on. And
I was thinking about you. You left.
It was 8-3, and I said, "Well, I'm coming back down the next day, so I don't need to stay to the end of a 10-3 game or whatever. 8-3 and." And Woji gets onto the little freeway on the lodge, and as I'm going north, Dan Dickerson's voice is getting louder and louder, and they're scoring runs. And so I take credit for the victory. You had to get my negative energy out of the building.
And knowing you the way we do, we know that you didn't give it a second thought, and you just glided all the way home and didn't worry about it at all.
I was too far home when the rally really started. I was not going to be that lame and turn around and go back. No.
Plus, you had to get home to watch LeBron's cronies not show up.
No. Tony, that was 100% my motive. Like,
I know.
You're leaving? I go, well, I got to see the second half of this Celtics-Cavaliers game. And listen, you're right. LeBron's cronies didn't show up. They did terrible. The mess. That fourth quarter, that whole second half was disgusting, okay? But once again, LeBron is blameless, right? I mean, the fact that his team is completely non-cohesive and plays no defense whatsoever, and the fact that he just, I think they take their tone from him when he just went all passive at the start of the second half, completely passive. I mean, I heard Mark Jackson and Van Gundy say, Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant would never play like this in a game like this. And I said, okay, I'm not going to go that far, but this is the knock right there. Where does the alpha maleness go at times where he just lets his team float? Where does it go?
You know,
where does it go?
But it was so alpha early in that game. He was just ridiculous in that first quarter.
Well, but he switches all the time, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think some of it, I'm not going to give him an excuse, but I think he, you know, should have had concussion protocol or something.
He's one of the great.
Oh, it wasn't that bad.
He's one of the greatest passers for a superstar we've ever seen.
Right.
And he had some of them last night, one to Thompson, one to Kevin Love. He had a triple-double. But at the same time, he has this amazing ability to not play team basketball for a sport that demands it and for being known as one of the great team players on the floor. Like, again, this is body language stuff, but he's so intent on preserving his energy and resting that when the team has a timeout and he's not involved, he sits off to the side. He's not one to go all the way down the floor to high-five a player after a big game.
And Jeff Van Gundy made a great analogy. He said there's more eye-rolling in the Cleveland Cavaliers than there are in bad marriages.
Yeah, you know, he does seem to get disengaged at times. Yeah. And our, obviously part of that is not that it's not a cohesive team. It's not the same team they had at the start of the year. But, and they are, listen, those teams, some of those guys are terrible. Like, when he was being some of them would just crank the shot, J.R. Smith or whatever, the first pass after crossing the midcourt line and just yeah. crank it up. And but he doesn't get into it with them after that happens. And, I mean, I don't think just yelling and screaming, but I'm not going to get into it, but you don't see many games like that Jordan had, where Jordan didn't just eviscerate teammates when they were playing like that.
Right.
Eviscerate.
All right, let's get to the most compelling issue of the morning, and it's not what Stoney names body parts. Laurel or Yanni?
Okay, I listened to it last night.
All right, well, listen to it. Stoney, play this real quick, okay?
Laurel.
Okay.
Laurel.
I don't even think it's close. I don't even think this is a debate. Somebody played it for me last night, and I said, they're saying Yanni.
Yes.
Not even close.
Really?
I don't even, what's the other word even supposed to be? It's Yanni.
It's Laurel. I don't even hear Yanni.
I don't hear Yanni.
I only hear Yanni.
I've never heard Yanni one time,
thank
and I've heard it 100.
Yes, you got it.
Yeah, I only hear Yanni.
That's the bizarre part of it is this country is split. You think that the Trump, anti-Trump thing is bad? The Laurel Yanni thing is worse.
Okay, so here's my question then, Woj. Are you ready for this one?
Yeah.
What is the Laurel and Yanni of Detroit sports?
But the complete opposite that nobody sees the same way?
Yeah.
Probably Jim Harbaugh, don't you think?
I was getting, how about Matthew Stafford?
Okay, it might be Matthew Stafford, too. But I think not only is it only Yanni, and don't take this the wrong way, but I think if you think it's Laurel, I think you're probably a bad person.
No, I don't you take that what? The wrong way.
I hope Bogey hears Laurel, too, because that'll be all three of us.
You know what? I actually hear Harvey. Harvey.
I hear Miggy.
Miggy. Harvey.
Miggy.
All right, Woj, so you'll be down at the ball yard today, I assume, right?
Well, you know, anytime the Tigers are headed to first place, you know the chubby guy has to show up.
And just since he won't have a chance to do the send-off before the game starts on your regular show, because you'll be on after the game, you do think this is a...
No, this I've declared for the first time this year, very first time, big game!
Big game. There he is. Wednesdays with Woj, 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.